Tensions are heating up between the U.S. and Israel over the plan to conduct a military crackdown in the crowded Gaza border town of Rafah. The White House says President Biden, in a call to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, said Israel needs to hold off on a large-scale assault in southern Gaza until it has a credible and executable plan to protect civilians. About 1 million displaced Gaza residents are crammed into Rafah because of military operations in the north. Where would the evacuees go?
The areas that we've cleared north of Rafah are plenty of areas there.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. But there's heavy damage to structures in the north. He was asked about President Biden last week, saying at times the Israeli response has been
over the top.
I think we've responded in a way that goes after the terrorists and tries to minimize the civilian population in which the terrorists embed themselves.
The two leaders spoke after Egypt threatened to suspend its peace treaty with Israel if Rafah comes under attack. I'm Jackie Quinn.